the Milwaukee area is going to be busier than usual tonight, as both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris hold rallies there. It's Friday, November 1st, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, one Western Wisconsin Assembly District is among the state's most hotly contested races. We'll bring you the details. And election security is top of mind for many Wisconsin voters. Reporter Sarah Lear will answer how ballots are kept secure. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Doug Gordon, host of Beta. Beta is pioneering.
Whether or not you consume a piece of art doesn't make you a good or bad person. You're going to have to find some other way to accomplish that.
And provocative.
I get to play all those things in Better Call Saul. I'm extremely lucky.
And always playful.
The fact that you know the footnotes to the footnotes to the footnotes.
Saturdays at 11 and Sundays at 10 on WPR News.
Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are back in Wisconsin for the second time in 3 days. They're both going to be holding dueling rallies in the Milwaukee area tonight. Evan Casey has more on the visits.
Trump will hold his rally at Pfizer Forum, while Harris will be at State Fair Park in West Allis. The venues are around 7 miles apart. Several thousand people will likely attend both events, and they will both start at around the same time. Police are warning residents to expect road closures in the area. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he's not worried about any security or safety issues and says police will have it under control.
They'll continue working with all partners, including other law enforcement agencies, to make sure the city's safe.
It's the second visit to the state this week from both Harris and Trump. In the most recent polls, the candidates are tied among likely voters in Wisconsin. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
More than $1 million has poured into a state assembly race in western Wisconsin this cycle. That's a matchup between Democratic incumbent Stephen Doyle and Republican Ryan Hipsch. Doyle narrowly defeated Hipsch for the seat in 2020. Anthony Chergosky is a political scientist at UW-La Crosse, and he says the stakes were high then, just like they are now, but this time they've flipped.
2 years ago, it was all about the two-thirds majority for Republicans and their quest to attain veto-proof status in the assembly. Now it's just about the battle for majority control and Democrats' hopes of winning the majority for the first time in over a decade.
Republicans who are facing losses in the legislature under new maps, they see a pickup opportunity in the district. Democrats see it as a must-win in their quest to take a majority. Doyle has previously said that he's looking to be the most bipartisan member of the legislature. Hipsch did not respond to WPR's request for comment. A town in northern Wisconsin is appealing a federal court order requiring it to restore voting machine access for people with disabilities. The Rusk County town of Thornapple is disputing a preliminary injunction. The ruling said officials violated the Help America Vote Act by only using hand-counted paper ballots in April and August elections. The injunction, which is still in effect, requires the town to make at least one accessible voting machine available to those with disabilities. Court records show the town's appeal centers on the definition of a, quote, voter system under the federal law. Earlier this month, attorneys argued the town's process for manually counting paper ballots means the law does not apply. Wisconsin Chief U.S. District Judge James Peterson disagreed and denied Thornapple's motion to dismiss the federal lawsuit on October 4th. Wisconsin Public Radio has been asking voters what issues they care about as they head to the polls. In Superior, some voters cited affordable housing as a top concern. Danielle Kading has more on how local state assembly candidates say they would address the issue.
Washburn native and college student Ethan Kadot says he's concerned about monthly rental prices.
Rent typically finds itself to be anywhere from like $1,000 to $2,000 as far as I have seen.
Democrat Angela Stroud is vying for the 73rd Assembly District seat in northern Wisconsin. She supports revolving loan funds and tax breaks to incentivize developers to build homes to meet demand and bring down prices. But she says government control of rental prices could pose problems.
I think we need to look at making sure that we have subsidies available for people who need them, and they need to be robust.
Her opponent, Republican Frank Koska, says he would focus on reviewing permitting to ease housing costs. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meanwhile, several voters in Viroqua said the issue they care about most is preserving democracy. State Senator Brad Paff currently represents the city as part of the 32nd Senate District. He says continued questions about the integrity of elections in Wisconsin and across the country have caused anxiety among voters. During a recent campaign event in La Crosse, Paff told WPR he trusts local clerks and poll workers to carry out secure elections.
Every individual, has a voice and that they have a vote. And I'm glad to know that the people of this district want their representatives to fight for democracy.
Paff's opponent, Republican Stacy Klein, declined WPR's request for an interview. But Klein said in a statement that she believes the laws should be improved to better verify the eligibility of voters. Coming up, Wisconsin voters are once again front and center this presidential election cycle. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are back in the state today trying to win every vote they can. They were just here on Wednesday as well. This election year, WPR is focused on answering voters' questions about how to cast their ballot and how our elections work. We'll hear from WPR reporter Sarah Lear coming up on how our elections are kept secure. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. When you roll out of bed, bleary-eyed and groggy, if you're like me, the first thing on your mind is getting something to wake you up. So turn on the radio. NPR's daily news program, Morning Edition, has been working through the night to get you the news you need. It's as essential to your morning as a good cup of coffee. So hit the ground running by listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
By the time polls close on election night next Tuesday, millions of Wisconsin voters will have cast ballots. And despite repeated false claims otherwise, there's an extensive system in place to make sure that only valid votes will be cast and counted. All Things Considered host Brady Carlson spoke with WPR's Sarah Lear to answer voters' questions about election security.
Sarah, people who vote in Wisconsin need to be registered. So how do election officials in Wisconsin ensure that the voter rolls are kept up to date and that only eligible people are voting?
Clerks in Wisconsin have a statewide database for voter registrations. They get updates from the Social Security Administration, for example, to flag people who might have died. They get updates from the Wisconsin Department of Corrections when people are convicted of felonies. It's also notable that in Wisconsin, the state is part of an interstate compact known as the Electronic Registration Information Center. So they're sharing data on voters who might be registered in other states, and that can be flagged. And if you're not registered to vote already, it's not too late. Wisconsin offers same-day voter registration, so you have until the time that polls close at 8 p.m. on election day to register.
And then how do we count all the ballots once people have registered and cast their votes?
For the most part, localities in Wisconsin are using machines called tabulators to count the ballots. There's a list of approved equipment from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and then local clerks can decide which equipment to use. Studies have shown that machine counting ballots is far more accurate than hand counting them. It's also far less time consuming to electronically tabulate ballots instead of counting by hand. Here's Sun Prairie clerk Elena Hilby explaining the difference.
Humans make mistakes, and tired humans make mistakes. Machines are pretty thorough, and machines can be audited, which ours are.
There is a partial hand count that's done as part of Wisconsin's post-election audit. The state's Elections Commission randomly selects 10% of all reporting units statewide. Those localities do hand counts to double check that their machines are working correctly.
Here's another question that some voters have brought up. What security measures are in place to protect the secrecy of a vote in Wisconsin?
So whether or not you voted in Wisconsin is generally public record, but how you voted is secret. On the ballot itself, there's no name or signature to tie the ballot to an official person, even if, for example, you know, the absentee ballot envelope has your signature on it. If you go in to vote at the polls on election day, for example, you might get a voter number, but that number is not going to be on the ballot itself.
So those are the rules about registering to vote, casting a vote, and counting the vote. What about certifying the vote? When will Wisconsin's results be official, and how long does that process usually take?
So the results that you see on election night or early the next morning, those are technically unofficial. And usually they don't change that much between the unofficial and official. But there is this whole process that has to take place to double and triple check that the votes are correct. So following election night, municipal boards of canvassers will meet to go over the results, and those localities have until November 11th to certify their results. Next, those results go to county board of canvassers, who certify them at the county level. And then the final step is that Wisconsin's Elections Commission has until December 1st to certify statewide results. Once they do that, Wisconsin results are official, and that process can take a couple weeks following Election Day.
And whichever method you're using to vote, the deadline is the same for every ballot. Remind us when votes have to be turned in.
So if you're voting in person at the polls on Election Day, those polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday, November 5th. If you're in line by 8 p.m., stay in line. You still get a vote. Or, you know, if you're voting absentee, those ballots need to be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day. I don't recommend trying to mail in your ballot at this point because it's cutting it a little close, but there are other options for returning your absentee ballot. You can drop it off at your local clerk's office, a polling place. You can go to an absentee count location. Some communities in Wisconsin also provide ballot drop boxes. So if you're one of those communities that has a ballot drop box, turn it in no later than 8 p.m. November 5th. And if you want information about finding your polling place, checking whether your community has a drop box, go to myvote.wi.gov.
Sarah Lear is a reporter at WPR. She spoke with All Things Considered host Brady Carlson. For more information about the election, the candidates, and anything else you're wondering, you can visit wpr.org/election2024. And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We're back in your podcast feed again Monday morning, just before Election Day. So until then, have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.